Political experts agree that the economy and worries about the high unemployment rate will be the dominant issues in this year's election, even though the United States and its allies remain at war in Afghanistan. President Obama would like to begin drawing down U.S. forces in Afghanistan by the middle of next year, battlefield conditions permitting.
The pace of our troop reductions will be determined by conditions on the ground, and our support for Afghanistan will endure.
Afghanistan remains the Obama administration's top foreign policy challenge. And even though U.S. casualties have increased in recent months, domestic support for the war remains stable, says Quinnipiac University pollster Peter Brown.
Interestingly, the group that is most supportive of the president's war policy are Republicans and conservatives, who are less likely to support anything else that he's on his agenda.
Republicans are emphasizing economic issues in their campaign platform, especially tax and spending cuts. But the Republican agenda does include a pledge to remain tough on terrorism and to press for a more comprehensive missile defense system. Republican gains in the House and Senate could strengthen the hand of conservative critics who charged that the president has not been tough enough when it comes to denying Iran a nuclear weapons potential. Henry Now is with the Heritage Foundation in Washington.
I doubt seriously the sanctions are going to bring them around on stopping their nuclear program. That's, of course, Obama's, I think, view of the way the world works. They're going to continue to make trouble.
But in general, the debate over foreign policy is not likely to matter much during this year's election campaign. If Republicans do gain seats in November or win back a majority in one or both chambers of Congress, they could be in a position to at least try to steer U.S. foreign policy in a more conservative direction. For example, conservatives could press the Obama administration to be more assertive in dealing with Russia and China. Activists from the grassroots Tea Party movement are pushing the Republican Party to the right, and analysts say that could have an impact when President Obama deals with a new Congress early next year. Republican gains in the Senate could also complicate efforts to ratify a new strategic arms reduction treaty with Russia. The START 1 treaty expired in December of last year, and the Obama administration wants a vote in the Senate on the successor treaty soon. But experts say that Republican gains in the Senate could embolden conservative critics of the treaty, who argue that its ratification would weaken U.S. defenses, a notion that President Obama and Senate Democrats reject. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.